Most of us wouldn't think twice about being able to drink a glass of water whenever we want to. But having clean water on tap is a luxury almost 800 million people around the world don't have. Here in downtown Dusseldorf, a German medicine student is working to change that.
My name is Anna Vicky. I'm 27 years old, and I am the founder of 2H.org, which is a non-profit organization. We try to get people to help and also to raise awareness about water scarcity, especially in Uganda, by building wells and protected springs and water tanks.
In rural Uganda, there are many thirsty communities that rely on streams, storm runoff and open wells. Contaminated water sources that can cause frequent outbreaks of waterborne diseases like diarrhea and cholera. Anna Vicky launched 2A.org back in 2009 when she was 22. She says she shied away from getting involved with a big NGO because she thought starting something of her own would be the fastest way to make a real difference. So she put a call out on social media to find like-minded individuals around Germany. 2Aid was born. Next, she began searching for grassroots projects that needed support, and that's when she struck a partnership with UMESCO, a Ugandan NGO working to improve, among other things, water and sanitation in the rural Kabale district. They needed funds to build wells to provide drinking water that was safe. The team of 10 volunteers working all over Germany established a social media presence and started campaigning to attract donors and raise the 4,000 euros needed to build the first well.
I never expected it to happen that fast. We started in July 2009 and built our first well in February 2010 and went to Uganda the first time. In the beginning, we were the first social media non-profit organization. We were called that. Social media, they have a great potential because you can reach so many people with like no work.
5 years on, the young team has raised enough to build 65 wells and water tanks and secure clean drinking water for more than 116,000 people.
We don't like give them help for everything, but giving the access to clean water is like the base, so they don't have to, especially the women and children, don't have to walk for hours and get sick by unclean water, so they can build their lives around that and go to school or learn a profession, and that's important.
For each well, a water committee is appointed from the local community to take care of maintenance. And once a year, the 2Aid team travels to Uganda to visit each project site.
This is the well now.
Mm-hmm. And whereabouts was that? Which community was that built
That's
in?
Wantima, mm-hmm. is what they are called. I should have a photo of what it looked like before. This is the water source that was used before. The animals go and do their business there. Mm-hmm. And then people go and fetch their water because there's no other.
The team uses Twitter, Facebook and their blog to document the progress of each well while it's being built.
Hallo zusammen. Wir befinden uns hier in Kigasa.
Das ist eine Wasserpumpe. And this is the water pump at first that pumps the dirty water out.
It's to keep the public up to date and to provide transparency, says Anna.
Heute ist der vierte Tag unserer Projektreise in Uganda.
100% of donations go towards the wells because 2Aid has no paid staff and no office space.
We mostly work online. You can see what happens with your money right away because when we receive donations and we do a project, we always get pictures from the building process and we put them on Facebook and on our website, and so you can see what actually is happening with the money you gave.
That also means tracking the impact on people's lives. Anna also records interviews with the locals who are using the new wells. Here's one doctor she spoke to.
Access to safe water, clean safe water is a big, big challenge in Africa. Access to piped water is less than 10% of our population. Most people get their water from the rain, from the runoff, from the rivers, from boreholes. And diarrhea is the most common illness. affects and claims many children. It's the third biggest disease in Uganda. Any opportunity to give water to these people is welcome.
It's usually moms and dads who come to us and say that their children don't fall sick that often anymore and they go to school more regularly.
Anna will be travelling to Uganda for a third time at the end of 2014. In between studying medicine and working part-time at a clinic, she's also now on the lookout for projects in other countries that 2aid.org could support.
There are really so many people out there who want to get engaged, and if you give them the opportunity, then you can have so much impact.
This is Natalie Muller for DW in Düsseldorf.